And when they came to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to Jesus, and said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic, and sore vexed. For often he falls into the fire, and often into the water, and I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. Matthew chapter 17 verse 14-21. And when Jesus came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and scribes disputing with them. Immediately, when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and ran to him, and greeted him. And Jesus asked the scribes, What are you discussing with them? Then one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son, who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples, that they should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to Jesus. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So Jesus asked the boy's father, How long has this been happening to him? And he said, From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And the young boy became as one dead, so that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when Jesus had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast it out? So he said to them, This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Mark 9, 14-29. Now it happened on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, that a great multitude met Jesus. Suddenly a man from the multitude cried out, saying, Teacher, I implore you, look on my son, for he is my only child. And behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth, and it departs from him with great difficulty, bruising him. So I implored your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here. And as he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him. Then Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. Luke chapter 9 verse 37-42. This is really important. You have to know this. Three gospel accounts, one desperate father, one tormented child, and one clear, uncompromising truth from Jesus. Faith is essential. The disciples had tried and failed. The crowd argued and doubted. Even the father wavered. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Yet Jesus showed that even the most violent spiritual oppression must submit to his word, but only where faith is real. He said plainly, the problem was unbelief. The solution? Faith like a mustard seed, unshaken, not performance or emotion, but dependence on God alone. In all three Gospels, Jesus rebuked the same thing, a faithless generation, trying to operate in his name without actually trusting in his power. Let every follower of Jesus hear this warning and this promise. Faith is not optional. It is the key that opens the door to the impossible. Without it, we are powerless. But with even the smallest seed of real faith, anchored in Jesus, fed by prayer, tested through trials, nothing shall be impossible.